We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
Look, it can't be all shooting aliens and people and stuff. Every once in a while, you gotta have something that you can play with your kid brother or with your grandma around. And that's what brings me to Yoshi's Woolly World.
Something for a little bit of a calming time.
It is. This is something that Nintendo sent us for the Wii U, so I took a look at it. And the idea is this. You go to Yoshi Island, where there's a bunch of...
The little dinosaur guy?
The little dinosaur... You guys know Yoshi, right? Come on, he's the best. So you go to an island where lots of Yoshis live, but these are Yoshis that are made out of wool, like your grandma knitted them. And somebody comes along and begins harvesting the Yoshis for wool. And so you put a stop to that, and it's one of the Bowser kids or whatever. And then you go on an adventure to get your friends back who have been turned into just plain old thread instead of being... the Yoshis. What you got here is a fairly standard Nintendo side-scrolling game in which, you know, you can do the butt stomp, you can jump. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
though, right?
I do.
You jump up, you push down.
Don't talk as many games about, like, normally in most games we review for Riot Control, there's a lack of butt stomp.
Well, if we talk about how big the gun is,
yeah.
This is a little bit different.
Different.
So you can do all of the kind of standard Mario controls. You can actually hold down to the jump button and Yoshi will, like, jump a little bit farther. The big hook here is the entire world is made of yarn, including Yoshi. And so he has like yarn based powers and he can gobble up enemies and turn them into yarn, which he is then able to shoot out at other things. The real hook here is like if you just played straight through, it'd be super easy. It's not very difficult. In fact, if you die a couple times, you can switch over to mellow mode. And in mellow mode, Yoshi just has wings. So if you need to fly...
It's really easy.
You just fly on over that. Okay, no big deal. So it really is designed to be enjoyed just for fun. And if you want a challenge, they have a ton of... It's all about secrets. Every single level has like 5 flowers that you can find. And I want to say 5 or 6 different yarn wraps. And it's all in Yoshi's Woolly World. And I think there's one other level of collectibles that you can find in every level. And so again, it's that idea of like it's not super challenging, it's supposed to just be fun, but if you want to dig in and make it challenging, you can. And it's something that's accessible for pretty much any age range, and you can play multiplayer. I spent time, like, overall I thought it was fun. Again, it's not a huge challenge, but
sometimes it's nice every so often.
Not necessarily what you're really going for here. So it's Yoshi's Woolly World. It is exclusive to the Nintendo Wii U. It seems like there was one other thing I was going to tell you about it, but it has escaped my mind. I know what it was. It was the Amiibo stuff. This I thought was super cool. If you've got some Nintendo Amiibos, you can actually load your Amiibo in, and you don't play as the Amiibo, but your Yoshi gets the color scheme. So, like, I had one of the Splatoon Amiibos, and Yoshi looks... It just changes his colors. And so, like, I had a Mario one, and he turned into Mario. I thought that was a pretty cool, like, it's not a huge integration for Amiibos,
but it's something.
It's a cool idea. So I've got like 5 or 6 Amiibos, so I got a bunch of different colored Yoshis that I could use in the game. So Yoshi's Woolly World, when you need a break from Halo 5, it will be there for you. Remember, more Riot Control at riot.radiou.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. Just find out what exactly it is we're up to, because there's a bunch of stuff we're playing between now and Christmas, because it's our job. It's work.